If you're looking to sell your house, there are some things you may not have thought of that can help get the deal done quickly.
Janet Bodner joins us now. She's the editor of Kiplinger Personal Finance. Good to have you back, Janet.
Thanks a bunch.
So how can we make sure we set the right price to get everything we can, but at the same time, sell quickly?
Yeah, well, that's a challenge. I think in today's market, the first thing you got to do is price your home right. People still feel that they want to ask more money for their houses, for their homes, than they can actually get in the market. So it's very important to know what the comparables are, particularly in your area. Maybe you are in a really hot neighborhood and you can get a higher price for your house, but maybe not. It's in the current market, the market for entry-level homes is the best. They are the ones that are selling the fastest. So anyway, it's very important to have a good agent who can help you figure out exactly what homes have sold for in your neighborhood so that you can price it right to start with.
And then you've got to negotiate with a potential buyer.
Right, you do. And there are a little negotiating doesn't necessarily mean coming back with a lower price. You can come back in with perks in lieu of price cuts. Some of the ones that we've got on Kiplinger.com and in our June issue are, for example, having a flexible closing date or offering a home warranty, which will cost you about $400, or perhaps paying homeowners association dues for a certain amount of time if that's an issue with your purchase. But something that is will appeal to the buyer but is not necessarily cutting the price and may not cost you as much as cutting the price would cost.
Now, what are some good things we can do around the house to make sure maybe buyers can bite when they do come in and look around?
Well, this is very interesting, too. It is very helpful if you were to have your own home inspection. You know, we always tell buyers to get a home inspection, but you could have a pre-inspection, which would identify issues up front so that maybe you can address these issues, you know, before the buyer comes in at the end. And you should expect to pay, get ready for this, perhaps as much as 2 to 3% of the list price of your home on improvements, just to make sure it's up to speed. People who stage their homes, which is obviously very popular nowadays, spend an average of about $1,800 just staging the home. And here's a couple of tips. If you got granite countertops and hardwood floors, you're ahead of the game because buyers look at that. If you've got crystal faucet handles, better replace them. Buyers hate those.
Well, I don't have those. That's good. Thank
good.
You, Janet.
I hope that made you feel good.
All right. Great advice. Janet Bodner, editor of Kiplinger Personal Finance.